Life has gotten very expensive. The cost of the most basic necessities, food, housing, commuting, and heating are through the roof. What can we do? We have to eat. We need a roof over our head. We have to get to work. And, especially in the Northeast, we have to stay warm. Yet there's not a thing we can do about the rapidly rising price of heating fuel. New technologies like solar, wind, and hydrogen fuel cells may be viable solutions in the future, but these systems may not currently be feasible for the average family. So it can seem like there's nothing left to do but bundle up and turn the thermostat down, or store and haul cords of wood or tons of wood pellets. Isn't there a better solution right now? Fortunately, there is. While there's nothing you can do to control the price of fuel, you can control how much or how little of it you use. Most home heating systems in place now were designed at about the time this car was, back when gas and home heating fuel were plentiful and cheap. In the same way that hybrid cars are helping more people reduce their gas consumption, certain readily available home heating equipment has reduced people's fuel use and their heating bill by half or even better without sacrificing comfort, convenience, or safety. A number of technologies available today claim to be highly efficient. So how do you identify the best solution for your home? Here's a tip. There's a common misconception that a high AFUE rating automatically translates to lower fuel consumption. That's far from the truth, and here's why. AFUE measures the percentage of fuel converted into heat energy, but only while the system is running at peak efficiency, also known as steady state. Old-school single-stage boilers typically run at steady state only about 15% of the time. The rest of the time, most of the time, they run inefficiently because they're going full blast to get up to temperature, or they're cooling down. Conventional boilers, also called full-on, full-off boilers, burn fuel inefficiently in the same way that stop-and-go driving does. So, while a conventional boiler may have a high AFUE rating, keep in mind that it runs at that efficiency level only a small percentage of the time. One other tip? AFUE is measured in the combustion chamber, so it does not account for all the heat that is lost as it gets distributed indirectly through ducts, pipes, and registers of the heating system. A second, understandably common misconception is that a lower-cost fuel means lower-cost heat. In reality, what counts is not the fuel's per unit price, but rather how effectively it is converted into useful heat and therefore how much fuel you use. For example, a 2,000 square foot home with a conventional boiler might burn 1,200 gallons or more of oil per year. At a price of $4.45 a gallon, that'll cost at least $5,340 a year. The same home, upgraded with a more efficient direct vent direct heating system, can be heated at least as comfortably with only 500 gallons of K1 kerosene, for example. Even at kerosene's price of $4.82 per gallon, kerosene can heat the same house for only $2,410 a year. That's almost $3,000 less in fuel costs. That kind of savings is enough to pay for a heating equipment upgrade in the first year of use. And as long as oil prices stay high, and it certainly looks like they will, approximately $3,000 would be saved each year after the upgrade. So, what are the keys to much more efficient fuel consumption and much lower fuel costs? Certainly not the conventional single-stage boiler. The key words to look for in truly efficient systems are modulation and direct vent technology. But first, let's look back at how that conventional boiler, often called a single-stage or full-on, full-off system, works. It kicks on when the house gets cool and the thermostat calls for heat. It takes 10 minutes or more to reach a temperature far hotter than the desired room temperature. It runs at full blast until all that hot water, air, or steam heats up the home to satisfy the thermostat. Then it turns off and cools down until the room gets chilly again. That happens over and over again, all day and night, every day, all winter long. And in the Northeast, that's half the year. Now let's take a look at how a more efficient modulating heater works. It gets up to temperature quickly, then it automatically and continuously adjusts its heat output within a narrow range to maintain a consistent temperature all winter long, eliminating the repeated inefficiency of heating up too hot and then cooling down too cold. There's another efficiency offense that the old-style boiler commits. It consumes indoor air for combustion, That's warm air that you've just paid to heat. Even worse, as that indoor air is exhausted up the chimney, it creates a vacuum inside the house which sucks cold air into the house from outside through cracks and gaps around doors, windows, and electrical outlets. This is where direct vent technology comes to the rescue. It uses outside air for combustion. So all that precious heat stays in the house where it belongs, and cold outdoor air stays outside the house. Even better, warm exhaust air actually pre-warms the intake air before it's combusted to maximize the heater's efficiency. Modulating direct vent heaters are readily available for every conventional home heating fuel, like number 2 heating oil, propane, natural gas, and K1 kerosene. You'll find them under several brand names, including Monitor, Rinnai, Toya Stove, and Lochinvar. With heating fuel costs rising so quickly, some system upgrades will pay for themselves in as little as 1 year. Direct vent technology exists not only for home heating, but also for water heating, so you can increase your fuel savings with a direct vent water heater, too. Direct vent water heaters are also known as on-demand or tankless water heaters. Unlike a conventional water heating system, which keeps a big tank of water hot 24/7, just so it's available when someone's ready to wash their hands, take a shower, or run a laundry load, an on-demand heater heats water only when it's needed. The rest of the time, it sits idle, consuming no fuel. Very efficient. You wouldn't leave your car running all night just to have it warm when you get into it in the morning, so why heat water round the clock to provide a 5-minute shower or a sink full of dishwater? Another benefit to an on-demand water heater is that, because it's not limited to the capacity of a storage tank, it essentially provides an endless supply of hot water at a consistent, comfortable temperature. And at its maximum efficiency, it heats the water only to the temperature that you choose, instead of overheating it and then mixing in cold water to adjust for comfort. Prepare now and don't get locked into buying more fuel than you need to use at astronomical prices. Update your heating systems and let the fuel savings pay for the upgrade. And since you'll be burning a lot less fuel, you'll not only save money, you'll also reduce your greenhouse gas emissions and your environmental footprint. Ask your local plumbing and heating specialist about direct vent heating and on-demand water heating options. Or visit directventsolutions.com to find a plumbing and heating specialist in your neighborhood. Many dealers offer attractive financing options that make replacing your inefficient heating system easy and gentle on your pocketbook, so there's absolutely no reason to wait.